Well, today we have our last lesson, lesson 23, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 9 through 14. It's been said that life is like a school, except that sometimes you don't know what the lessons are until you fail the examination. God teaches us primarily from His Word, but He also teaches us through creation, history, and the various experiences of life. In today's verses, 9 through 12, the preacher prods us toward true wisdom. The third picture of life that he wants us to see is this: life is a school. Remember, Solomon has been admonishing us through pictures of life that parallel the four arguments concerning life under the sun that he examined from every angle. So far, the two pictures and admonishments we've studied are this. Number one, life is an adventure, so we must live by faith. And number two, life is a gift. Enjoy it. How? By rejoicing in each new day as a gift from God. Remove anxiety from our hearts by living out God's will, thus keeping ourselves from evil. And then remember your Creator, both in your youth and in your old age. Well, now let's read verses 9 through 12, where he gives us the third picture and admonishes us to learn our lessons. He says, "And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find acceptable words, and what was written was upright, words of truth. The words of the wise are like goads, and the words of scholars are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh." These verses kind of remind us of the Solomon of Proverbs. But the preacher's search for knowledge didn't leave him less wise, he says. He was still a teacher of the people and a writer of Proverbs. He says, "The words of the wise are like goads, and the words of scholars are like well-driven nails." The preacher kept his confidence in the power of words to teach, challenge, and change people. Special confidence was appropriate in those words given by one shepherd, you know, the living word, Jesus, even if they came through a wise man or a scholar. In these verses, we see the preacher understood how one should proclaim God's truth. In the school of life, we'll all be a teacher and a student. So it's important for us to understand how to proclaim God's truth. He should teach the people knowledge. He should seek to find acceptable words. He should seek to bring forth that which is upright, words of truth. He should make his words as goads and well-driven nails that will point, you know, that have point and direction. In other words, the goads prod the person to pay attention and to pursue truth, while the nails give them something on which to hang what they've learned. Good teaching requires both. He should bring forth the words given by the one shepherd. And he should realize that good study is wearisome to the flesh and be willing to pay the price. Yes, life is a school, and we must humble ourselves and learn all we can. Our textbook is the Bible, and the Holy Spirit is our teacher. Just read, if you haven't for a while, John 14, 15, and 16, looking for the verses about the Holy Spirit. The Spirit can use gifted human teachers to instruct us, but He longs to teach us personally from His Word. Take a moment to read Psalm 119, verses 97 through 104. And if you're doing their homework with, I'm going to have that in the notes. But for time, we're only going to look at the first verse and the last verse. Verse 97 says, Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. And then he ends that section by saying, through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Oh, that our heart attitude would be the same as the psalmist concerning the word of life as we go through the school of life. There are always new lessons to learn and new tests for us. If we seek to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ that Peter talks about in 2 Peter 3, verse 18, may we pass the tests and become more and more Christ-like. Now, as we look at the last two verses of the book, in these verses, we'll see the fourth picture, that life is a stewardship, and we're admonished to fear God, keep his commandments, and prepare for final judgment. Verse 13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. After writing much of the book of Ecclesiastes from a common but false premise, one that excluded eternal accountability and the God of eternity, not just a creator God, now the preacher concludes, having led us to the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandments. Why? For this is man's all. Then he says in verse 14, for God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. We don't own our lives because life is a gift of God. Read Acts 17, verses 24 through 28. And know, as he says at the end of those verses, Paul, and he's speaking to the Athenians there, he says, for in him we live and move and have our being. Also, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. We are stewards of our lives, and one day we must give an account to God of what we've done with his gift. The question is, will we take good care of the gift that God has given us? We will if we do these things, fear God, keep his commandments, and pray, and prepare for final judgment. Let's take a moment to reflect on these admonishments. Fear God. The fear of God is the attitude of reverence and awe that his people show to him because we love him and respect his power and his greatness. The person who fears the Lord will pay attention to his word and obey. Thus we keep his commandments. It's our heart to do so, though we sometimes fail. But we do not tempt the Lord by deliberately disobeying or by playing with sin. An unholy fear makes people run away from God, but a holy fear brings them to their knees in loving submission to God. Oswald Chambers wrote, the remarkable thing about fearing God is that when you fear God, you fear nothing else, whereas if you do not fear God, you fear everything else. And the prophet Isaiah in chapter 8, verse 13 says, the Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. We're to keep his commandments, for this is man's all. It means this is his purpose in life for us, and this is for all men. When Solomon looked at life from God's point of view, everything came together into one whole. If man wants to have wholeness, he must begin with God. Prepare for final judgment. As we know, God will judge the righteous and the wicked. For those of us who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, our works will be judged, and we'll gain or lose reward. But for those who have not trusted the Lord, their sins will eventually be exposed and judged righteously, and they will experience an eternity of punishment. It was Spurgeon that said, the eternity of punishment is a thought that crushes the heart. Indeed, but it's the truth. May it motivate us to share the gospel with those we know and love and pray persistently and often for them. In conclusion, Six times in Ecclesiastes, Solomon told us to enjoy life while we can, but at no time did he advise us to enjoy sin. The joys of the present depend on the security of the future. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, then your sins have already been judged on the cross. And there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. But if you die having never trusted Christ, you will face judgment at his throne and be lost forever. Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. So let's get back to the question we asked in the very beginning. Is life worth living? Yes, if you are truly alive through faith in Jesus Christ, then you can be satisfied no matter what God may permit to come into your life. Let's just end with this verse. As John said in 1 John 5, verse 12, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. If you haven't already done so, receive life in Christ today and be satisfied. God bless you all.